Very good, and welcome to our Buddhist Society this evening. I will now introduce the person who's going to give the announcements today, which is me. So, first of all, I welcome Ajahn Brahm to give the talk this evening. Another announcement, oh crikey, work. So, first announcement, so tomorrow, the KM, what does KM mean? Any ideas? KM? Kidding machine? No. Not kidding. Sorry? Oh, yeah, I know. That's the ordinary one. Can't we make something more interesting? Okay. Tomorrow the KM group will be having Amaranato facilitate the session. Amaranato is a much-loved speaker with his fun and novel ways of teaching, his fondness for video clips, his awesome laugh. The session will be run in a workshop style and is titled Facing Your Fears, Get Ready to Jump. Ooh, that looks dangerous. Everyone is welcome to join us at 5 p.m. for his probably his last session with us for now before he returns to the UK. Also, bring a plate if you can as we share a meal together afterwards. Anything on the plate or just the plate? That's what it says, just being a plate. I'm a monk, I don't know these things. Anyway, so thank you all for coming today. Today we have some of the people with the video cameras. That is from KBS, the Korean Broadcast. This is no joke, this is absolutely real. Korean Broadcasting Service, that's a national broadcaster in Korea. They're doing a documentary about us to be shown nationwide through Korea on Waisak Day. It's part of the World Meditation Masters Conference, which is in July in Korea. There's posters about that somewhere around. So this is, you're all going to be seen in Korea in May. So please behave. So no snoring during the meditation, please. And now we can actually probably start. So please turn off your mobile phones and any other devices which make noises, like your mouths. And then we can actually start this evening's meditation. So we're going to do 30 minutes meditation, and that'll be followed by a Dhamma talk and some questions and answers afterwards. The monks with me over here, there's the two monks from Korea, Venerable Gaksan, who looks after me when I go to Korea. He spent a range retreat at our monastery. And Venerable... Okay, Jyoti Panya, Venerable something like that anyway. When I go places, they don't pronounce my name properly either. So I remember when I went to Mercedes School here in Perth. You know what they called me? Ajahn Brahm. I said, there's an M on the end, please. And we're also with Ajahn Nisarano. He's one of our boys, ordained in Bodhinyan Monastery. He's been living in Sri Lanka for a while. How many reigns have you got now?
17.
Still a teenager. And also, what?
I'm halfway to 40
yet. Halfway, yeah. And the other monk is Venerable Chaga. Chaga rhymes with Gaga. That's what they call him over in monastery, Lady Gaga. Chaka. That is very nice, Mark. So those are your Sangha today. So now, what else is there going on? No other announcements, I think. Just that's enough for today. Oh, on Sunday. Yes, Sunday 3 p.m. we have a novice ordination. One of our Anagarikas of Bodhinyana, Trent, he's going to take the robes as a novice. And you all know what novice means? No vice. He becomes a no-vice monk. And he's doing the ordination at 3 p.m. on Sunday. Many times we do our ordinations in our monasteries, but people here said they haven't seen an ordination for a long time. So they asked, can we do the next ordination here? So it'll be 3 p.m. in this room on Sunday. We have the ordination of Trent becoming a novice. Okay, very good. So now we can actually do the meditation. So if you like, just to make yourself comfortable. And remember, the people with the cameras coming around, they're KBS, so if you start nodding, if you start snoring, you'll be on TV. That's okay. They'll edit it for us. So, closing your eyes. With the eyes closed, we have more space in our brain to process our physical feelings, the sensations in our body. And this is what we first become aware of once we close our eyes. We become aware of how we are sitting down on the chair, the cushion, the stool. And we ask ourselves, can I make myself more comfortable? Just by adjusting your arms or your legs, your bottom, your shoulders, your head, sneezing or coughing, scratching, whatever you need to do. The mindfulness gives you the information. There's an adjustment needed. And the compassion makes you adjust your body. Out of kindness, you scratch. Just out of wisdom, you cough. Because you're not trying to master your body. You're not going to treat your body like a servant, a slave. We're going to respect our body and work with it as a friend. So if your body needs something, as a friend, you give it to it, your body. You care for it. If it needs to be scratched, you scratch it. If it needs to be moved, you move it. And with the attitude of awareness and kindness, it's amazing how comfortable you can make your body. When your body is comfortable, think again. You can always make it more comfortable. But now instead of moving the body, be aware of any irritation, pressure, pain, any tension in the body. Be aware of that one part of your body which is the most tense or irritating, the one part. And fill your awareness with that sensation, like filling a jug with water. And once you have full awareness of that sensation, then be kind to it. Expand it, relax it, take the pressure off it, and see if that feeling lessens in intensity. You are relaxing the irritations, the wounds, the injuries, the sicknesses inside your own body by being aware, filling your mind with that awareness and learning how to relax. The awareness gives you that feedback. It's like a dial on your car dashboard. It shows you if you're over-speeding. Or if you're going too slow. If there's enough gas in the car, or you need to fill up. It gives you feedback. So that awareness, see if you can do whatever's needed to move the relaxation dial
to deeper and deeper states of ease and comfort. And don't move away from your body too fast. Relax to the max, and I mean to the maximum. You feel the body. You relax it. And with training, you can relax any part of your body. And to half the audience here, the females, if you could only do that with your breasts, feel any imbalance, be aware of that and be kind, relax it. The incidence of breast cancer will be reduced enormously. By being aware and relaxing, you are healing, allowing the energies to come back into that body and do their job, to take away the stress, the lack of relaxation, which is a major cause of sickness. Aware, relax, use awareness as a dial to show you are actually relaxing. When your body starts to feel relaxed, it has these feelings of freedom, ease, comfort, which are pleasurable sensations. Please see how much you can be sensitive to those pleasurable sensations of relaxation, to even indulge in them. Because when you're aware of the pleasure of relaxation, the relaxation goes deeper and deeper. This is how you relax physically. First movement, then being aware of tight places in the body, relaxing them, then experiencing the pleasure of relaxation. And the body relaxes naturally, deeper and deeper. So your body feels so good. Tingling with the pleasure of relaxation. when the body is really relaxed, only then to let it go. And be aware of your mental world, the world of memories and plans and thoughts and dreams and fantasies. That is the most disturbing place of all. But be aware of it. What are you aware of right now? Whatever it is, embrace it. Don't try and get rid of it. Instead, be kind. Have this beautiful compassion to the object right in front of your mind in this moment. Get to know it and be kind. And please don't try to improve yourself. It's not about self-improvement. It's about being kind to who you are and embracing and respecting who you are, leaving yourself alone, not trying to live up to somebody else's expectations or ideas of what's good or bad. Just being. And being kind. Opening the door of your heart to this moment. Without criticizing or judgment. Notice how you feel when you're not fighting the world, when you're not at war with yourself, when you are just being and being kind to this. See what you need to relax even more in your mental world. Just like in the body there are aches and pains, stresses, in the mental world there are wounds from the past, there are pressures coming from the future trying to make you achieve, get somewhere, do something. All those wounds from the past, the pressures from the future, are what stops us healing and being peaceful. Just be kind. Make peace. And watch the relaxation dial in your mind. Make your mental world more and more peaceful. Content. More free. Whatever sound you hear, just make peace with it. Open the door of your heart to every sound, every feeling, without judgment. With no goal to achieve, no place you want to get to. Just being, resting. No more journey. Being where you are. Being aware of every moment, not allowing the last moment to echo into the present. How does it feel just to be now, a human being? just being, not judging how you are, but embracing it, opening the door of your heart to this. Relaxing. No pressure to change. No requirement to get rid of anything. Just trying to be perfectly content with this. Letting go of going places and letting this moment be. So how do you feel? What's it like inside? How peaceful are you? Hopefully this gives you feedback what meditation feels like. Freedom of the mind, comfort to the body, peace of mind. I will now ring the gong 3 times to end the meditation. Please keep your eyes closed to savor every sound from the gong. And only when the 3rd ringing vanishes, only then open your eyes to end this meditation. So, another nice meditation.